Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. We have John W. Spring here, and of course, he has a lot of letters that we put out, we send directly to the president. I agree with you, and also with Josh Bernstein. We need to put troops not only in Mexico, but on the Guatemalan-Mexican border, and even in Central America. I think that we should be deploying troops now, not waiting to just have them sit on the border. One lady was stupid enough to grab, try to climb the wall and got caught in concertina wire. They have people camped down there, and I saw a report this morning on Fox and Friends this morning that when they first arrived a few weeks ago, they're getting 3 meals a day, and the local ministries and so on, Christian ministries, are supplying meals. Now they're down to 1 meal a day, and the local businesses are shut down. They actually have doctors in Tijuana, and their patients are actually in San Diego. They can't even cross the border to go to their doctor. This is a big frigging mess. And again, Trump, you're not fixing it, man. You're not listening. You need to not deploy troops without bullets, by the way, on the border to so-called help the border guards. You need to deploy the troops with weapons against the cartels and against these illegals. And you want to have a system of vetting people. It's called Bracero II. We had it 70, 80 years ago. And you can have people with come up with tracker anklets, put them in air-conditioned buses with bottled water, even have their kids go to schools at the facilities, because we have that capacity, to pick fruit and do other things, and send them back and give them the other half of their money. But you don't get asylum, period. You don't get chain migration. You don't have birthright citizenship and all this other garbage that's going on, even if you have relatives here. The system has been a mess for decades, and America, because the world economy is in the process of crashing, we could have hundreds of millions of people arriving on our doorstep with no way to either take care of them or control them if they're criminals. None. And the crazy Democrats even want to get rid of ICE in any way of the police actually controlling these maniacs, because they want fresh Democrats so they're back in power. And they don't want to be in power for America. They want to be in power so they can de-Americanize us and have us as a trade zone in a world republic or a world control zone where we're zone three, according to the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, fall 1973 document, Foreign Affairs, so that they have control. So I totally agree. We need the troops deployed now to Central America, and it should be with Mexico. And people say, well, Mexico doesn't cooperate. Look, we got them by, as they say in the parlance, the short woolies. Okay, we have them by the pubic hair. There's no way that Mexico is not going to cooperate with us to bring troops with weapons against the cartels and against these gangs that want to come up here. We have no 600 of the gang. We're actually criminals. They're going to kill people. They're going to run drugs. They're going to run people. They're going to run prostitution. But there's also people who want to work. They just want to earn some money. And we have destroyed their countries, which is why some of them actually have justifiable reasons to get asylum. But to be honest with you, asylum will go away if we just get the cartels to go away. But our own agencies like the SAD, the Special Activities Division of the CIA, is directly allied. That's why the previous government under Barack Obama had their senior member of, I think it was the FBI, what did what's called Fast and Furious, where they gave non-licensed numbered guns that killed a border officer, and they found the gun. So they know damn well it was from what's his name? H. I'm trying to think of his name.
The former
Former
general.
Yeah, former Attorney General. And he actually worked specifically to set up this program to supply guns to our cartels to fight the other cartels so they wouldn't interfere with our cash flow going back to black op projects to the tune of $2 trillion with a T dollars, like deep underground military bases, off-world space projects, and genetic engineering and advanced weapon systems, literally to ensnare and capture the entire world. People don't know what's going on here, do they?
No.
They don't know that 9/11 was the start of this big scheme that was announced 10 years before by George Bush Sr., and to the day, the building was actually managed by Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother, as a security officer, and it was brought down by the Port Authority in New York, Silverstein, because he double-insured it with the Blackstone Group to make sure that when they got the money, it funded the Aria complex in Las Vegas. I got all these things. I even have the documents from a Finnish munitions expert that if you disagree with me and say, I don't believe you, Deagle, you're a nut, I'll send you the 2-megabyte-plus document so you can read it for yourself, damn it. I'm sick and tired of people to think, well, I don't agree with you. You're just a nut, Deagle. You're a conspiracy theorist. How about you need to shut up and listen, because if you don't listen, a lot of us, in fact, most of us, are going to die. We're not going to just have a bad day. We're going to eventually be caught in a thermonuclear war with the people that were harassing the hell out of the Chinese and Russians, because we're about to capture these countries in our global net called the New World Order. That's about to happen, even under Donald Trump, and he's not listening. He's not listening, okay? That's what disturbs me. People say, well, he's done good in the economy. Yeah, he has, but the economy has crashed the economy of China by 30%, and he's ready to capture Russia, China, India, and all his other major economies are going to be caught in the web of the New World Order. And what people don't understand, the reason why these people are trying to escape Central America, we've done it to them. We created the disasterification of Central America. It didn't need to be this way, but it is. Yes. Is it?
No. And there's another aspect that we need to also mention, Dr. Deagle, and that is, besides the drug cartels, we... in Los Angeles, in the Union Pico area, created the MS-13 and the other gangs of people who originated from El Salvador.
Right.
And we thought by taking the easy way out and just simply deporting them back to El Salvador in Central America that we would solve our problems. But in reality, these killer gangs, unlike other gangs, are just determined to kill other people without hesitation, without any morals, without any scruples whatsoever. And they have terrorized the people in El Salvador and neighboring Central American nations to the extent that they cannot even buy a loaf of bread without permission of these gangs.
That's right. So people, even if you work for a regular living, they'll take the money out of your hand and you can't buy food for your family.
Yes.
That's why these women are showing up here. Now they only have one meal a day and they're stuck in Tijuana. And the local Tijuana economy is crashing because it's a big city. Was it millions of people there? So is San Diego. And they're directly tied, by the way, to the economy in San Diego and Southern California.
Absolutely.
There's a transit back and forth across the border is insane every day. I mean, I have stem cell clinics like the Novastem and doctor's clinics and other things. And people will buy and sell and build products. And because there's no U.S. regulations, there's a ton of companies that are set in Tijuana to do things they couldn't do in the United States because of the crazy regulatory economy we have here.
That's so true, Dr. Deagle.
It's an insane situation.
Yes.
And Tijuana is growing so fast they don't know what to do. I mean, the city of Tijuana, long before these caravans arrived, is becoming a giant city. What is it, 2.5 million people or something now?
Yes. Well, if... they had not been allowed to enter the United States illegally starting in the 1980s. In all probability, Tijuana would be the third largest city on the west coast of North America.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it would be for economic reasons, not just other reasons, because there's things that are outside the regulatory authority and medical authority. There's a lot of medical procedures you can do in Tijuana you can't get done in America, like the dendritic vaccine for cancer, and all kinds of other treatments you can't get done in the United States are so prohibitively expensive. You're better off to pay cash and do it down there.
Yes, and that's why so many cancer patients are going down there.
Exactly. Now, what people don't understand here is we created the problem in Central America, and then when Trump just sits the borders without bullets, by the way, on the border, it's dumb. You know, if Trump could spend a half an hour with you, me, and Josh Bernstein and other experts like Lowell Ponte, he'd realize his advisors are freaking nuts. And Trump is getting more and more, and the fact is he hasn't stopped all these investigations. Don Jr. is actually in the crosshairs of these investigations by these Democrats, but Lindsey Graham in the Senate, he's going to investigate the hell out of the Democrats. It's going to get very ugly. Tucker Carlson said, it's going to create great tape for video for news. It's going to be disgusting, painful, and it's also going to mean America is going to get closer and closer to catastrophe. Because as we capture the world economy, we're going to guarantee a thermonuclear war and the destruction of most of the U.S. population. As we allow the disastrification of not only Central and South America, we're going to have hundreds of millions, not thousands, trying to get to our doors. Yep. Hundreds of millions. And we've created this disaster, and we allow it to happen, and our politicians are not fixing it. Now, Trump, if he was properly advised, could start fixing it. Reverse Presidential Directive 51, send the military into Mexico and Central America, fix the problem, get rid of the drug cartels, and stop the 17th Division of the SAD in control of all this crap. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. People realize exactly just how off base not only all government is, and that's all states and all federal governments and the Republicans and the Democrats. I used to think, well, Donald Trump's just going to do the right thing, but guess what? In many ways, he can't. Because the Corporation of the United States of America, run by the SAD, the globalist bankers that run everything, they're confounding him with not only the rhino Republicans and the dumb Democrats, but globalists. But also, there's so many regulations and laws in place that he can't really get things done. But he should use executive orders and so on to deploy the troops and actually destabilize and get rid of these cartels. And if you cut them off at the throat, it's like if you wanted to get rid of a snake, you pin its head down, right? Unless it's a two-headed snake, haha. And then you cut the damn head off. Now,
yes.
I've actually had a friend that actually got bitten by the head of a snake who was already cut off, and they got poisoned and had to go to the emergency. So you got to make sure you crush the head afterward, like with a hammer or something, because it can still bite. Now, the problem is that people don't understand that this is how bad it is, and it's been simmering not for tens and twenties, not for 100 years, not for 1,000, but tens of thousands of years, and we're just having the latest incarnation of this global Luciferic control system that's ready to consume the human race. And with the technology now, if we try to do the financial things to these other countries like Russia and China and so on, we're going to be resulting in being a target of nuclear weapons that we can't defend against because we haven't built adequate defenses.
No.
I don't care what Trump says about space war and all this stuff. He's an idiot, okay? And I'd like to make him less of an idiot by informing him what's really up there and what we could put up there to protect us. And, we, by the way, should be deployed to all our potential enemies so they can be secure that we're not going to nuke the hell out of their countries. Russia last year in October 2017 did a simulation of one quarter of their population or 440 million telling the population they're guaranteed that America is going to hit them with nukes. And guess what? Our 2,500 plus joint strike fighters, F-35, are not a strike fighter. They're a long-range stealth hypersonic bomber with 6,600 kilograms of nuclear warheads on it that they can't see because it has the radar signature of a bird. So we could stealthily come in and bomb the hell out of Russia or China, and they wouldn't even see us coming. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle.
But guess what, Dr. Deagle knows? You can't hide it from me. I have three sources, natural. I call it the sewer net, not the internet. I have classified, because I still have classified contacts, and Homeland Security, the Pentagon. And then I have supernatural, like the ancient prophets. God shows me things, and when they all agree, like all three balls, like in Vegas, fall down and show you the three balls are the same, I'm going to talk. And let me tell you, what I see going on is cataclysmic. And we're heading toward a major disaster here. And it's going to occur whether Trump is in office or not. And the problem is Trump needs to become aware so he can step sideways in this and do things that will actually confound the globalists with their banker-controlled drug trade and all the illegal money going to things that's not even overseen by the President, the Congress, and Senate. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
It's a need-to-know basis. The President doesn't even know everything that's going on in terms of weather modification. I can tell you right now, if Trump knew, we wouldn't have all these disastrous storms striking America because he's obviously ignorant, isn't he?
Yes, he's not informed of the chemtrails, which we on the...
Well, it's not just chemtrails, it's torsion fields in the upper atmosphere after they weaponize it with the nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, and put a torsion field, which is a gravitonic wave, to move weather systems to create storm blocking or to actually pull them together in pinwheels and cause superstorms, hurricanes, or even set up harmonic resonant fields over fault zones, because every fault zone is like a wind chime, has a resonant frequency. If you hit that resonant frequency over the fault zone, like over China 5 years ago, it causes a superquake. I know everything about the science in this, not just some of it. And it's all our technology that goes way beyond HARP up in Alaska.
Yes.
I know everything about it. And I can tell you right now, we are the prescient superpower on this. Russia's next. And there's three other nations that have weather modification technology. It's not just chemtrails, you can see at lower atmosphere. It's torsion fields with nanoparticles. They've actually turned the upper atmosphere of the plasma into it was called a plasma torsion field to modify weather and turn off earthquakes and volcanoes and everything. And the problem is that people don't get it. They think, oh, no, they haven't done that. I said, you know, you're an idiot and there's no cure. And don't go and start saying, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. Well, pretty close. If I talk about something, I know it. All right? And believe me, I don't want to know this stuff. I mean, this is ugly shit. Excuse my English. I don't want to know this stuff, but I have to tell you, you're not going to hear this on any other show on this network or anywhere else. That's why they're terrified to have Deagle come on their show, because if they say something stupid, I'm going to get them. I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on the air. That's why I bring brilliant people like you that understand we're close to catastrophe. So the idea that there isn't kind of some asylum for some of these people, of course there is. But most of them just want to work and not starve to death, and they don't want their money taken by cartels where they work at a hard job and don't even have the money to feed their family, because the cartel will take the money out of their hand, and if they try to fight them, they'll cut their head off or impale them or do horrifying things to them, rape them first. People don't know, they get this, too. They don't realize that we've created the catastrophe in these central countries. That's why they're all clamoring to get up here. They're terrified of what's happening to their country because we did it to them. We did it.
And former Attorney General Jeff Sessions did not consider threats from gangs in Central America a reason for seeking asylum, because he obviously is not aware of what these gangs are like.
No, that's not it. Let me tell you, the man is not stupid. The man is captured. When I see his face, he's got an upside-down bus. Somebody's got the goods on him or a close relative. That's why he's been an ineffective Attorney General, and that's why they had to bring in this guy Whitaker. Jeff Sessions was maybe a great representative of his home state, but once he gets into the big boy league and they decide to pull his markers and say, hey, we know that you're involved with a pedophile ring, or you're doing something that we don't, or you have a first-degree relative, we got you by the short woolies, as they say, the pubic hair and both testicles. So you do what we say or else. That's why Jeff Sessions was a useless attorney general. Period. He's not a stupid man. This guy is a smart guy. All right?
Right.
Just like the reason why Donald Trump does what he does is he's very rich, he's powerful, and he's fearless. He scares the hell out of the New World Order, both the left and right. Because even though he's a high-level Mason and he's going to become a Christian, if we pray hard enough, we have prayer in the House. We've got Mary Colbert, who actually has prayer in the White House, with Mark Taylor, who would do the Trump prophecies. If Trump becomes a Christian, America is going to dissect itself away from the rising European superstate, which is happening as we speak, right out of the Bible. The European superstate, the rise of the Fourth Reich, is happening as we talk. No different than as we see the tinklings and winklings of the next Kristallnacht and the rise of the Fourth Reich. It's happening in Europe right today as we speak.
Yes. America needs a great awakening, Dr. Deagle.
They're going to get a great awakening when they listen to Deagle, because they're not going to hear it anywhere else. Their pastor's not going to tell them this. The other members of this network are not going to tell them. Radio and TV, aren't, even Tucker Carlson and Hannity aren't going to tell them. And they're not going to cross red lines. You're going to see a lot of these people like Michelle Malkin. There's red lines where they'll never tell you the New World Order, universities, or secret orders that they belong to. They're not going to talk about these things because they'll have themselves filleted alive, if you want to call it, or end up with dying in an extreme position. How's that?
Yes.
I'm fearless. I'm not afraid of these buggers. I'm not.
Well, I admire you for that. We need.
Well, I'm staying alive until my appointed day, and I will still speak the truth. But the problem is, we create the problem, then we don't want to fix it. And Trump could fix it today. Don't have Constantine or Wire on there and having troops for months there at a very great cost. Send them down into the Mexican-Guatemalan border and the Central American countries. Clean up the cartels. Disable and get rid of the 17th Division of the CIA. John F. Kennedy tried to do it after he modified them because he saw their growing power, and they killed him for it. JFK died because he ticked off the SAD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Talking about the background of John F. Kennedy, yeah, you're right that during Eisenhower, 1957, Eisenhower, they printed up a large number of $2 bills under Eisenhower, but the only one who came public about the idea of printing money outside of the Federal Reserve System, which is from Europe and under the control of the, sitting on the board as the queen of the Benelux of the Netherlands, and the one who controls it is the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus, the Black Pope, and this is the first Black Pope in 700 years in the Vatican. People don't know what's going on, do they?
No.
By the way, these two popes are at each other's throats. The Pope that didn't retire completely, he's at odds now with the current Black Pope because it's splitting the church up, and even a lot of cardinals and other people within the Catholic Church are not happy with what's going on. Including, by the way, the church is funding a lot of these illegal caravans to come up and supporting us through these leftist Catholic and other churches, both Catholic and just Christian, to support these illegals coming up to America. People don't understand. They're not helping the problem because the problem is stopped when you get rid of the drug cartel, so it's decent to live in your own country. They don't want to come here if they can eat a decent wage and have a good meal and live in their own Honduras or El Salvador. They're beautiful countries. I see House Hunter International and people all the time are moving down to Central America, if they're rich Americans, and they can go to a compound or an area where there's lots of new homes being built to American standards. They'd rather live there at lower costs without all the craziness of being in America with a control freak system of our legal justice and injustice system and taxes and everything else. It's nuts here. It really is. Our system is going to be exported to the whole world. It's called the New World Order. It's America. It's corporate America taking over the entire planet. That's what's coming. And the drug cartels that control the drug trade, the human trade, and the organ trade, because they tried to recruit me in 87 to the organ trade at Emory University in Atlanta, is run by our agencies, Peter. It's not open to people's damn opinion. Dr. Deagle, it's just your theory. No, it's not my damn theory. I live through this shit. Excuse my English. So you're not, don't have a right to disagree with me. It's just the way it is. Right?
It is. It is, Dr. Deagle.
And, you know, and Eisenhower's amazing they didn't kill him. I mean, for even threatening to be able to make $2 bills in 57, like you said.
Yeah,
but when John F. Kennedy did that, it's the same reason why Muammar Gaddafi died, for lots of reasons. He gave over his weapons and his missile program and everything. you know, he was giving free education to his people, free health care, even if you had to travel to Europe or America for health care. And he was the first guy to have primary water, so 75% of new water in Libya was primary water because he drilled down oasis water, pumped up and made new reservoirs and rivers and everything, and dams and everything. Guess what? We actually flew in with NATO jets from Britain and America and bombed his drill rigs that came from Britain. And I know about at least 10 giant rigs that looked like missile launchers. They weren't missile launchers. Anybody that's not an idiot would know the difference. But they did it on purpose because they didn't want anybody else to know in North Africa and the Middle East because they just stay in their own home country. The globalists wanted to flood Europe with lots of North African and Middle Eastern people that had to desperately leave because of drought, because we created it, with space weather modification, on purpose, by the way, so that we could, you know, basically break down the barriers in the various cities. That's why they want their own military force, not to protect against America, Russia, or China. It's to make sure their own countries don't leave. So Hungary, Austria, and Italy are on the edge of leaving the European Union, and they want a military force like this idiot in France, Macron, who's a maniac. You know, he's basically a narcissistic maniac who wants his version. That's why he even attacks Trump about nationalism, because he's a globalist. He believes in the New World Order and the Masonic control, where there's just trade zones. 10 trade zones equals the world. There's no more national borders. They don't exist anymore. So the 85% of the rulemaking and laws in Europe are made in Brussels or Strasbourg. They have nothing to do with local representative government. None. People don't get this. So when I see Theresa May, she's an evil witch, and she's going to be gone soon. And Boris is probably going to take over, and most likely Britain will leave, because the prophecy in the Bible, even back in the 1950s, shows Britain's not part of the beast empire, which is going to be Europe.
Yep.
27 nations and almost 600 million people, including Turkey, which is a Muslim nation that will tie itself to the King of the South, which is, again, these Muslim nations all unified, and eventually turn on them. Because Turkey thinks of itself as more European than Muslim, don't they?
Well, on the surface they do, but they're inclined to become more Muslim.
Of course they are, but they're going to try to see if they can stab us in the back, because Islam wants to do that, but eventually it'll be their own downfall. Eventually it'll be their own downfall. I mean, all these Muslim nations will burn with fire, you know, whether it's Israeli fire, American fire, or European. And, you know, people don't understand that a unified Europe in the next 5 to 10 to 20 years is going to be the most powerful nation on earth. It won't be America. It'll be a unified Europe.
Yeah. And French President Macron mentioned he wants an army that will defend itself not only from Russia, but also from the United States.
Now, why don't we have troops in our stations in the Second World War? We talk about defending against the U.S. Why? Because we want to buy their baguettes. Because we want to have French food that's not toxic, pesticide-laced pasta. Are we crazy? You know, why would he say that? He wants to say it because he doesn't like the idea that we defend actually a border. He doesn't want us to have an actual nation. He wants us to succumb to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Area 3, which is Canada, the United States, and Mexico, which is why they tried to normalize their health care system. And I guarantee you, the next big election issue in 2020 is who's going to make a socialized national health care system. And believe me, I was told in 1998 when I spoke at the church, Catherine Coleman's church, when they had an international conference for the Prophecy Club and thousands of people, which I took over the entire conference. And this guy afterward from Lockheed Martin gave me the actual documents for the Mark of the Beast system, right out of Lockheed Martin, classified. I got lots of stuff, 600 plus pages. He said we can't have a new world order until we have a nationalized healthcare system where it's a top-down control from the federal government. Guarantee you. By 2020, this is what the Democrats' ultimate weapon is. They have to control it so they can control and force vaccines, force drugs, try to go after alternative health care. They don't want you to live longer and well. They want you to die, and they want you to die with lots of drugs and lots of bad procedures on you. And they're not going to fix the genetically modified food or the toxic vaccines or any of the other crap that's killing us or Wi-Fi networks. No, no. They're going to make sure they hasten our death.
Yeah.
Period. Including the dumb doctors who become white-coated spitznaz officers for a global healthcare control freak system. That's why the state medical boards are useless. Useless.
Yeah. And here in California, children are forced to take vaccines if they want to attend public school. And, of course, if they don't attend public school, then their parents will be arrested in the near future.
Oh, yeah, they will. And I guarantee it under Newsom, this new idiot that's running the government, he's even more radical. He didn't fix the Earthen Dam system in Northern California, so if we have major floods this winter with lots of rains, that whole thing could kill a 250,000 people and destroy a lot of homes in Northern California because they're in the flood zone, and this dam is not being taken care of when he actually had the control of the purse strings to determine whether they're going to rebuild the dam. So it's one disaster after another. It's all caused by deviltry, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it goes back a long way. I mean, Eisenhower warned us about the rise of the military-industrial, and he said intelligence complex, which is the SAD, which started, by the way, with the OSS before the Second World War, and later turned into the CIA and NSA. People don't understand. They transplanted the intelligence system of Nazi Germany to America. It's the Nazi German Druidic Masonic system of the Gesellschaft Society that is the nodus or modus for our intel agencies that are entirely demonic and luciferic. People don't understand this, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle, and this is why we are losing practically all of our freedoms.
Well, they have the illusion that we have freedom right now, but the illusion will soon be taken away.
Yes.
That's why 9/11 was an inside job, and nobody wants to talk about that. Even Donald Trump, who built buildings, he knows it was a demolition. 45% of the building was not even a debris pile.
Yeah.
When they hauled it off to Great Kills, to basically Staten Island, so the Great Kills debris site. And the only two places when they brought helicopters that were radioactive was the Israeli embassy and the Great Kills depot, where all the steel and everything was taken away. They're radioactive because they were blown up with micronukes, people.
Yeah. And one of his closest confidants is Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, I know. Giuliani, another devil. Doesn't he look like a minion? He knows what the hell happened. And he's a confidant of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's surrounded by,
as they say, like Screwtape letters. Oh, Lucifer, we have an entire cadre of minions around Donald J. Trump, high-level Scottish Rite Mason.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
People understand, we just got over Thanksgiving, we're heading toward Christmas. Don't think of Christmas as a Druidic ceremony, which it is for the rise of Osiris, the god of the underworld. Think of it as a time when we can think about and talk about Jesus, even though he's born on Sukkot. Think about it as a time when we can actually turn back and things like his advocates, Kelby Smith, realize that we've been caught in a Luciferic trap, that our nation, although we think it's so good, it is in many ways good and very, very generous. We help people all over the world. It's also the most evil nation on earth. America has a duality. We're the best nation on earth and the worst. Both, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And that duality means we have some really good people and some really bad people. And it's been steered for centuries toward disaster. Step by step by step.
Yeah.
People say, Dr. Deagle, I don't want to agree with you. I say, you know what, you need to read your Bible. I can tell you, I believe my favorite scripture in the Bible is one scripture, 2 Peter 2:10. No scriptures are private interpretation, which means I'm a locksmith. God's given me the keys to be a good locksmith. I can line up this scripture with that scripture and say, now, do you see the answer here? The question's in the New Testament, the answer's in the Old, or it's in another book in the New Testament. And you realize, like, oh my gosh, it fits with geopolitical knowledge that you have, John W. Spring and Dr. Bill Deagle through the ugly experiences I've had and others we've talked to over the years, including some of my classified sources of information, including in CENTCOM, Pentagon, and elsewhere, and things are going to get ugly. And Donald Trump is like a little babe in the woods. He really, even though his father was a 32nd degree plus elevated Illuminati Mason, he probably is as well, because you don't advance unless you're a high-level Mason. And he wants to do the right thing. The man actually has a good heart. So I think he's a good pre-Christian. He's not a Christian yet, but he's a good pre-Christian. And we need to get a chance to talk to this man because he's screwing up. He screwed up on the optics, which is why he lost the House. He screwed up on the idea that we're thinking just bringing a build economy without fixing health care is going to be okay. It's not. You got to fix health care. That's the number one issue. And by the way, the New World Order can't have a New World Order without nationally controlled, federalized health care. Your doctor has to become a Spetsnaz officer for the New World Order, asking not only here in California whether or not your kids, whether or not daddy has guns, but also making sure their kids are vaccinated. And the vaccines aren't just for your children. They got hundreds of vaccines planned for adults, including ones that DARPA's made that blocks the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor that can take away your God reflex and the higher centers of your brain that want to think about religious truth. Do you know that? They already have a vaccine for that.
Oh, that is really frightening.
And I can actually put, people say, I disagree with you. I said, look, I'll send you the documents. Oh, no, Dr. Deagle, don't do that. I said, look, you know what? Arguing with Dr. Deagle, whether you're a relative or a friend, and thinking I'm just a nut, is counterproductive. You need to realize things are a hell of a lot uglier and nastier and later than you think in the whole game here. It's a lot later in the game, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's ugly already, but it's hidden. Because people are just oblivious to
their... Well, let's think of a couple scenarios. Number one, let's say that something happens bad enough that the Democrats get enough power, they're going to try to impeach. Now, they won't succeed, but Trump is likely to become an uber dictator. If they keep on pushing and doing violent things against the man, he's going to start getting nasty. Number one. Number two, if they do succeed in assassinating him, the powers are going to try to fight over between the Senate and Graham and the Supreme Court and everything. This is going to make our country completely paralyzed to take care of real issues, including the border and everything else. And whether people were going to control this SAD or whatever and the proliferation of nuclear weapons, I guarantee you right now those weapons are being shipped from Iran and from North Korea directly to Venezuela. Maduro down there is just seething with anger against America because the oil companies that are primarily based in the United States aren't playing ball with them, are they? They're U.S. oil companies, and they're basically been ordered by Maduro in Venezuela. Their economy has exploded so badly now, people are committing suicide like crazy. They've emigrated to Colombia so bad, they're just working for a day's wages just so they can live for another day. I mean, people don't understand what's going on in Venezuela. And the Venezuelization of America is the goal of Democrats and Rhino Republicans. And now we're on the close of a catastrophe that, you know, I mean, Trump is in his 70s. A man could have a heart attack or die even of a natural event, let alone a violent event. And not only that, he doesn't have enough information. I mean, if he just deployed the military to do what we're telling, he could stop the drug cartels and make these towns and cities livable in Central America, and we could make sure that direct aid, the money we already said, actually goes to help people, not pump up some politicians. That's not happening, is it?
No. But this is largely not happening, Dr. Deagle, because he's appointing people who he believes have the best qualifications and
you know what the best qualification is? You love God with your heart, soul, and mind, like Jesus said, and you love your neighbors yourself. That's us. And we've lived through, you and I, you've lived, you're now in your 80s, I'm in my late 60s, and I've lived more things and seen more stuff than most people 660 years old. All the crap I've seen, people say, how could you have seen so many stuff? I had one guy in Minnesota said, you'd have to live 40 lifetimes. I said, I have. Believe me, I have the scars for it too. Intellectually and spiritually for it, all the crap I've seen. And I only tell people a tiny portion of what I know. I am not cruel enough to tell them everything. I'm not. It's that bad.
Yes. But at the same time, you have this heavy burden upon you.
Yes, I do. I have this giant burden. I feel like Atlas. And the thing is, guy, you know, God said to me, it's starting to have affect my health. He said, hand it over to me, Deagle. I know you're a hero, guy. You've got this hero complex. Hand it over to me. And guess what? Now I don't have a burden anymore. I just figure I'm the bait bucket guy carrying the bait for Jesus. He's got to do the fishing. I don't know everything. I got a few 3x5 cards of what God told me is going to happen. Believe me, what I know already is bad. When I prayed after Donald Trump got elected, I said, God, is Donald Trump the Antichrist or the one preparing? He said, don't ask me, Deagle, because I'll tell you. I didn't get just one answer. I got it over several months. He kept on saying the same thing. I said, okay, God, I'm going to stop asking. So Trump is either the bad guy or the one preparing the thing like, you know, King Herod Agrippa, the devil tree that's going to come on the whole world. Because you can see what's happening. He's reacting like an animal being shocked to do this and do that and do this and that. Now this caravan's there. And all these globalist organizations are funding these caravans to bring them up. This is not by chance. It's by design, isn't it? Including the SAD, driving all these people out of these countries by making them all hellish down there so they don't even want to live there.
Right. It's extremely well organized. And this is very deceptive.
And by the way, it's not just one group. You got Catholic and leftist, Christian, I call evil jellyfish, evangelicals. You've got leftist globalist organizations, or atheists, Buddhists, God knows what the hell they are, United Nations, billionaires that have got some kind of ego complex that they want to help these people. And then you got plain high-level masons that say, hey, there shouldn't be a border.
Yeah. And there shouldn't be freedom of speech either. And there shouldn't be...
Well, I know, in other countries, by the way, freedom of speech in Canada and in Europe in the last year is gone. It's gone. I got Canadian friends up there and European friends, and they tell me what's happened in Europe. Do you know that just last week in Europe they passed a ruling that freedom of speech doesn't allow you to criticize Muslims or Islam or Muhammad? In Canada, if you do any criticism, you go to jail.
And exactly.
And you can't even quote. You can't even publicly. You can't even quote certain scriptures from the Bible in Canada now. It's against the law. Do you know that? Publicly.
That's so true, Dr. Deagle. And the same thing's going to happen here once we do away with borders, because when we no longer have our borders, we can no longer protect our sovereignty and what little freedoms we still might have.
See, the thing is, I want to have a rational immigration and a Brasero program, and we need cyber wall as well as a physical wall.
Right.
But the problem I see is well beyond that. They want enough chaos so they can not only control all of the citizens trying to get in here to escape the catastrophe in their own countries, which we created, economically and through drug trade, etc., and human trade and prostitution, and etc., and these coyotes. But they create the level of chaos so they can eventually control all of us. I mean, even, people don't realize that a couple of the new Supreme Court nominees, including not only Gorsuch, agreed with the idea of using group metadata for previous judgments with the FBI to profile American citizens. Group metadata, not personal. Oh, we don't want to take away your personal rights, but we're going to use group metadata to profile you for pre-crime.
Yes. Well, he's also CFR.
Yeah. Of course he is. If you think you're going to get advanced to one of these high agencies like the Supreme Court, if you're not CFR or a secret agency, you're delusional. Unless the devil, as they say, I'm going to invert my voice here.
Unless you're owned by Satan, you shall not rise to the power matrix of the Lucifer control of the Druidic Council. You must belong to a secret order that Lucifer qualifies and seals with your own blood. It's true, isn't it?
It is, Dr. Deagle.
Disgusting, evil, and you're not going to get your pastor to tell you this stuff. Oh, no. You're not going to get your politicians or even Fox News to tell you this stuff. You're going to hear Dr. Deagle. You're going to hear other people like Kelby Smith and John W. Spring and Josh Bernstein, who's a believing Jew, know both the apostate Jews were even part of the SS.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.